In the toilet again, everybody. David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 113. Breakfast of Champions. The Bridgewater Arts Centre joined the Edinburgh Pleasance Theatre in being responsible for thwarting the uploading of the audio dollop. Their Wi-Fi connection was working perfectly in the afternoon, but by the time I'd finished editing the audio version at 7:20, the Wi-Fi connection had disappeared and didn't return. I should have had both written and audio versions of yesterday's dollop published by 7:30, but lack of Wi-Fi meant that the audio version couldn't be uploaded, and I had to use my phone's internet to publish the written version. We arrived at the bed and breakfast just before midnight, but alas, there was no Wi-Fi. There were signs all over the place proclaiming that their breakfasts were multi-award winning. We have clearly broken new ground in terms of our status in the folk world. There was a time, I remember, that we would stay in B&Bs that wouldn't have even won one award. And now, here we are staying in a place that has been awarded multiple times. I am, of course, aware that we are currently at a high point in our career and that one day we are likely to be back on our way down and will be booked into places that only serve breakfasts which have merely managed to secure one award win, or possibly even a place that serves a breakfast that has only been nominated for an award. I will accept this fate with good grace, though, for I am not arrogant and I am not in this for the award-winning breakfasts, or at least not entirely, anyway. But if we get to a point where I find myself eating a breakfast that has neither won or even been nominated for an award, then I will know that it's time to bow out and retire. So, there we were, in the morning, a multi-award-winning folk group eating a multi-award-winning breakfast, our multi-award-winning lips gracing their multi-award-winning food. I could never have dared dream of such a moment when I was a child. I imagine all of the other diners were looking on in reverent astonishment, unable to believe their good fortune, that they were eating with a multi-award-winning band who were eating a multi-award-winning breakfast whilst they themselves ate a multi-award-winning breakfast. The other diners must have wondered what it was like to be a multi-award-winning band eating a multi-award-winning breakfast, imagining that it must be a highly incredible and enviable experience, but they were wrong. The breakfast was very nice, and no doubt deserving of its multi-awards, but I was unable to appreciate it, as I was smarting about the lack of internet. The expert panel of judges may have found this award-winning organic apple juice to be sweet, revitalizing and refreshing, but I had an acrid taste in my throat, for I had yet again had to swallow the bitter pill of audio dollop failure. I kept trying to locate a Wi-Fi network, but there were none. Nothing. Not a sausage, multi-award winning or otherwise. We were about to embark on a 3-hour drive to a school in Hampshire for our next community project. We wouldn't get to the art centre until about 5 p.m, and so I wouldn't be able to upload the audio version until then, at the earliest, making this the biggest failure of this challenge so far. We received another complaint after our gig a couple of nights ago in London. A very drunk woman was annoyed with us about one of our songs. The song was about Dr. Kate Stone, who had a harrowing and near-fatal encounter with a wild stag, which charged at her, puncturing her neck and very nearly killing her. While she was recuperating in hospital, relearning to walk and talk, various newspaper journalists were reporting on her story, but choosing to principally focus on the irrelevant fact that she used to be a man. End quotes. AKA, she is a transgender person. So, we wrote a song which was inspired by Kate's non-aggressive and compassionate way in which she dealt with the newspapers, and her subsequent work in helping to create more understanding and acceptance about this subject. But a woman in the audience was peeved and asked why we had chosen to sing a song about this particular woman and transgender issues, when there were more important women's issues that could be discussed, such as domestic abuse or female inequality. I couldn't really understand her point. She seemed to be berating us for not singing about domestic abuse or women's inequality, but I don't see why she'd singled out the song about Kate Stone as a reason for contention. After all, if we had a song about domestic abuse or women's inequality, then surely we could still sing that song as well as the song about Kate Stone. I think her rant was clearly born out of being uncomfortable with and disapproving of the transgender subject, and she tried to justify her opinion with a badly cobbled together argument that she hoped would disguise her prejudices. We started our set with a song called A Place Called England, but she didn't have a problem with that, and didn't ask us why we hadn't sung a song entitled A Place Called Japan, or A Place Called Papua New Guinea, or when we were singing Billy Bragg's Between the Wars. Maybe we should have extended the first verse beyond I was a miner, I was a docker, I was a railway man, to list all of the other possible professions which could have feasibly taken up the entire gig. But for some reason, this lady didn't seem bothered by any of that, but rather chose to focus her attentions on one song about the media's coverage of a transgender person. I wonder whether she'll complain to the gig organisers, like the woman in Australia accused us of being sexist. I very much doubt it, as I'm sure that when she gets home, she'll no doubt immediately fall into a drunken sleep, and when she wakes up, she'd either have no recollection of the incident or feel embarrassed by exhibiting her prejudices so passionately yet incongruously, or realise the ridiculousness of her complaint when she attempts to put it into words. But we have now received two complaints in a month. If you're coming to see us on this tour at all, prepare yourselves. We are clearly becoming more controversial with our sexist, anti-transphobic ways. In fact, I am so sexist against women and equally vehemently opposed to transphobia that I want to suggest that all women become men and thus wipe out the pointless and stupid female gender altogether. There, it's controversial, but I've said it. I accept that, being heterosexual, I am cutting off my nose to spite my face, but at least that's only a figurative nose being cut off, an allegorical face, whereas you women will be forced to go through far worse with your actual, literal genitals. And before the complaints start pouring in, I know that just because someone is physically female or male, it doesn't mean that they will identify themselves with that gender. So my idea for eradicating the female gender doesn't really work. Okay, you found me out. I was making a joke, albeit a joke that when held up to any scrutiny, doesn't really work. Don't worry, if you happen to be the drunken lady from London, be assured that I will redress the balance. I intend to spend tomorrow's dollop joking about domestic abuse. Then, on Sunday, I'll write a dollop full of jokes about female inequality before moving on to fill all my other dollops with jokes centred around every different type of job that I can think of until the end of the year when this project finally ends. Thank you. Goodbye. Would you like me to have a wee again?